Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's John Mellencamp bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I may have told you that I saw him in concert not too long ago. It was pretty amazing. His whole concert was one big story. I mean, he wove the songs into stories, and he began with an idea and he wrapped up with an idea and never left the stage. In 2 hours, he never left the stage. We really got our money's worth. I encourage you to if you get a chance to attend his concert if you love that music. Welcome back. I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. You know, when you get to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, I have a newsletter there that will come to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can subscribe there. It's free. If you don't like it, you can unsubscribe, and I won't know it. I don't know who comes and goes. But I think you'll like it, and it gives you a head start on the day, on the week. Because it comes in Sunday afternoon, kind of gets you, if you're like me, by 3 o'clock on Sunday, you're already putting your game face on for the new week and kind of getting focused and on what's coming up. And most small business owners are like that. That's the reason I started sending it out on Sunday afternoon. And I didn't know at the time that that was a good idea. And then later, research showed from some of the big publishers like Forbes, they found out that Sunday afternoon publishing is a great time to publish. So I did it, but I didn't know. It just made sense to me. So anyway, you'll get it. You'll see my articles. There's a couple of articles there. You'll see there's a poll question to take. You'll see the results of the previous poll, and my commentary on that. You'll see some of the main interviews that we had last week. I put those up in the newsletter. There's a book recommendation in the newsletter, and there's also the whole schedule for the coming week, all the people who are going to be on the show for the coming week is in that newsletter. So it's a lot of resources, a great resource. It shows up great on your phone. So I encourage you to check it out. And as I say, it's free. And we've been doing that now we're in our 20th year and never missed an edition. 52 weeks a year, have not missed an edition in 19 and a half years. You know, one of the things, folks, that I want to talk about today, as you probably remember from earlier in the hour, this is one of those segments that I'm taking just the two of us. One of the things that I want to point out is something that Stephen King and I are going to talk about in the next segment, and that is financial management. And one of the biggest mistakes I see, whenever over the years, when I've talked to small business owners, and I still do a little bit of this, people who know me, people in my community, I'll help people out one-on-one the way I used to do years ago. And I keep, invariably, the problem they have is cash flow. They can't make it. They can't seem to keep things going. And you know what the single greatest problem is? It's not that they don't have good service. It's not that they can't find the customers. It's not that people don't like them, because all that would be true. People do like them. They do good work and they have customers, but they don't charge enough for their products. If small businesses would charge the appropriate amount for what they do for their customers, it's amazing. It's astonishing the how much easier it would get to run a business, to be successful, to make a profit, to build your own wealth, to hire more people, to have more discretionary income. And how about this? Live longer. The harder you have to struggle to run your business, the shorter your life is going to be. I have no doubt of that. So I was talking to somebody not recently, and I do business with this person, and I know that he gives me stuff that he shouldn't be giving me. And I tell him, you should be charging me for this. And I was trying to help him. And I said, all right, this particular one thing that you do for people, if they're your regular customers and they ask you to do this, what do you do? Oh, I just do it. And I tell them, I say, well, how much do you charge them? I tell them, don't worry about it. And, of course, they're hoping that that's goodwill that will bring them back to do other things, right? And it does, but it doesn't keep the doors open. And if you're a customer of a small business, you don't want them, you don't want them to give you stuff. You know why? Because the more they give you, the less likely they're going to be there when you need them. And you and I think about the small businesses that just customize their service for you like it's unbelievable. Nobody in the big company would ever do this. So you want that small business owner to survive. And I told this guy, I said, you've got to start charging for that. You got to start charging me. You got to start charging other people. And I checked back with him a little bit later on, and I asked him if what he was doing. He said, yeah, I had one of those exact scenarios last week, and I said, and I said, what would you have done a year ago? He said, I would have given it away. I said, what did you do this time? He said, I told him it was $125. And I said, "How? What did he say? He said, no worries. He paid it. Didn't even blink. I said, how many of those scenarios do you have in a year? He said, dozens and dozens and dozens. I said, well, let's do the math on that. Isn't that the shortfall of your cash flow? He said, yeah, I hadn't thought about that. He'd been giving away his problem. He'd been creating his own problem because he wasn't charging enough or wasn't charging at all. Folks, you have to charge enough. You're not helping your customers if you don't charge enough and charge them appropriately for what you do for them, because you're not helping them. You might be helping them at the moment, but if you're not there a year from now, that's not helping them. You have to think about it like that. I'll be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about this some more with Stephen King. 29 after the hour. I'm Jim Lysinger.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.